Why can't we have nice conversations? Perhaps we've heard this phrase said in other contexts, that why can't we have nice things? But I think as we look over these past few weeks, perhaps the past few years, perhaps the past few decades, and we see the news cycle that we're living in, just this constant barrage of heartache, and this constant discourse from all political stripes, from all types of opinion, that seems like we can't have nice conversations anymore. Anytime a hot button topic is touched, things flare up, passions are enraged, and it's really hard sometimes to have a conversation. In the letter that St. Paul wrote that we just read today, we hear him praying for kings and those in authority that we may live in peace and tranquility. And this is first century Christianity. And I think we're still praying for that today. For this peace and tranquility to be able to live a life that is filled with joy. But while that's happening, we need to be able to navigate in this world that we're living in. And I think it's true to say that our hearts were not made to know as much as we know today. There are just so many things that we're bombarded with. Over this last week and a half or so, all the news surrounding Charlie Kirk has been present in all of the social media. And really, from the very first moments that the news was sent out, there's been ways of spinning it, and there's been instrumentalization on both sides, and we haven't had, and we haven't given our hearts a chance to mourn for the loss of a husband, for the loss of a father. Simply that, without looking at political stripes. And if we look back in time, I think every week there's been at least one or two tragedies that we haven't had time to sit down and mourn for, that we haven't had a chance to be able to recognize in our world there are so many things that are happening, that our hearts are heavy, that our hearts are being weighed upon by these challenges. And we feel at times that we need to be able to talk about these, and we need to be able to share them with our friends, with our family. But oftentimes when we come back to this, it's so hard to have nice conversations, to have these conversations around difficult topics. I'm going to get a bit philosophical for just a few minutes, and I think you'll all be able to follow me. So just bear with me. And if it doesn't come out clearly, well, we'll try in another round. Why can't we have nice conversations? And I think there's a philosophical basis for this in the vision that dominates our world today. For the Catholic vision, we exist as a substance, as a human being that's made of body and soul in a union that's inseparable, separated only in death, that will be reunited in the resurrection of the body. So we have a substance just because we're human beings. We have a dignity. There's a goodness to us. And then with that, we can commit actions, we can think, we can have opinions, desires, and those can be morally qualified. And those ideas and those thoughts can be wrong, and we even recognize that in our own lives. Sometimes we're thinking something, and we realize, well, I was wrong in thinking that. But it doesn't make me a bad person. So we have this Christian vision that's been in the basis of Western civilization for many, many years, that's allowed for a debate about ideas, to be able to have conversations, to be able to recognize the dignity of a person while at the same time being able to wrestle with their ideas or with their choices, never questioning their dignity. And in the current philosophical atmosphere or the anthropology in our society today, we're living on sometimes conscious, other times unconscious dualism. That we've separated body and soul. That our body is just this kind of material reality that we can shape or do whatever we want with it. and that our mind, our soul, is reduced to simply our opinions and our choices. And that's what makes us a substance. So it's understandable with that kind of worldview that when an idea is questioned or an opinion is questioned, that if that's my substance, if that's what makes me who I am as a human being, that you could feel really offended about that. And I think that's what makes conversation challenging today. But I think we have another opportunity. I think we have an opportunity as Christians to bring something to this conversation, something that precedes the conversation, something that helps us to be a leaven in this world, to be light in this world. And it's precisely that ability to be able to recognize the dignity of every single person, to recognize that no matter what your political stripe is, no matter what your ideas, what your thoughts are, you are worthy and you have a dignity as a human person. And you are worthy of me listening to you. And that is such a gift that we can give to others, the gift of listening. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be in agreement with everything that the person we're speaking with is saying to us. But we can give them the gift of our listening. How many of us are longing to simply be understood? To have someone understand the challenges that we're facing. To have someone understand how I see the world. And also to be able to share in a conversation, going back and forth and saying, this is what I think, this is what I'm sharing. Pope Benedict used to say that Christianity is not a religion of proselytism. We're not going out there and thumping people with Bibles. It's a religion that grows through attraction, through a sharing, through an offering the gift of what we live and the truth that we found in Christ, the joy, the peace that we found, the tranquility that St. Paul was speaking of. And I know sometimes in our world it can be difficult to give witness to the gospel. But I think today's gospel shares with us or tells us that everyone is serving something. Everyone has their gospel. If you talk to anyone long enough, you will find out what their gospel is. What is the thing that drives them? What is the issue? What is the newest health fad? What is it that orders, that gives order to their lives? And we all know those people. And some of them might be more outspoken about it. You know those people that are big on intermittent fasting, and everything's about intermittent fasting. You have to do intermittent fasting. Or mushroom coffee. It's like the new rage. Everyone wants to do mushroom. Drinking this mushroom coffee that doesn't have all the side effects of a regular coffee with the caffeine, but it gives you energy and it doesn't give you a downer. And you all know those people that you talk to them and they're so excited about something. Everyone has a gospel. Everyone has something that's giving meaning to their lives. And I think it's a good question for us. What am I serving? This word that seems kind of an ancient word, that mammon, perhaps a word that you heard from your grandparents, or not usually a word that you hear out on the street today. I don't know when the last time I heard someone in a regular conversation talking about mammon was, and I'm a priest, and so it's something that might come up in one of our conversations. But it's actually what it means. It's not exactly money, physical money, or digital money, or crypto. What it is your source of security. And mammon is whatever is our source of security that isn't God. Because we need things. We need to eat. Maybe some people need intermittent fasting. Maybe some people need mushroom coffee. But all of those things are ordered to our growing in relationship with God, to our total and absolute trust in Him, and to the abundant life that He wants to give us. So today, as we reflect on these ideas and we reflect on our world, I would encourage each one of you to really see how we're placing God in the center of our lives. And from that center, be able to go out, share with others, to bring to them the dignity that is theirs, this God-given dignity, and to be able to give the gift of listening. And I think that's how we can, as brothers and sisters, have nice conversations again.